With Montana News, I'm Aiden Morton. Forecasters are warning of record-breaking heat over the next couple of days for much of Montana and portions of northern Wyoming, with temperatures as high as 109 degrees. The National Weather Service issued an excessive heat warning beginning at noon today and lasting through Tuesday for central and eastern Montana and north-central Wyoming. Temperatures are expected to shatter daily records set decades ago, and in some parts of the region approach all-time highs for any time of the year. The most intense heat is forecasted for Tuesday, when Forsyth in southeastern Montana is expected to hit 109 degrees. Crews are in the early phases of fighting a 174-acre wildfire in the Big Belt Mountains southeast of Helena. Yellowstone Public Radio's Kevin Trevlin reports the fire temporarily shut down a stretch of Highway 12 in Broadwater County yesterday.
The Deep Creek fire off Highway 12 between Townsend and White Sulphur Springs is 0% contained, according to U.S. Forest Service spokesperson Ashley Snellman. She says 35 firefighters and multiple helicopters are on the blaze, which started Sunday in the Helena, Lewis and Clark National Forest amid unseasonably warm temperatures in the 90s.
The weather is definitely hot and dry and windy, but crews are just continuing to keep working and building fire line along the flank.
Snellman says the fire is threatening several cabins and primary homes around the steep and heavily timbered Deep Creek Canyon, but not close enough to order evacuations. She says more crews, aircraft, and a bulldozer are on the way. Law enforcement have limited nearby stretches of Highway 12 to one lane, though residents are advised to stay out of the area if possible. The fire's cause is under investigation. For Yellowstone Public Radio News and Report for America, I'm Kevin Trevlin.
The Carbon County Sheriff's Office has issued an evacuation order for two drainages south of Red Lodge due to the Robertson Draw fire. Custer-Gallatin National Forest officials say the fire is very active and is burning an estimated 200 acres in timber. The Gold and Ruby drainages were evacuated earlier this afternoon. The North and South Fort Grove areas are on pre-evacuation standby. The Carbon County Sheriff could not be reached for how many structures or people fall under the evacuations. Amy Highfield with Red Lodge Fire says no structures are currently threatened and the Robertson Draw fire has not crossed over the plateau.
We have currently about 80 people assigned to the fire. That includes two hand crews and two helicopters. We do have some air tankers that are on order, and a Type 2 management team has been ordered up, and so they will be coming in.
A red flag warning for potentially extreme fire behavior is in effect starting tomorrow morning. The Robertson Draw fire was first reported Sunday afternoon. The cause is under investigation. Montana education officials this spring surveyed students and teachers about their experiences during the pandemic. Montana Public Radio's Aaron Bolton reports the findings aren't representative of student and teacher populations, but state school officials say they provide insight into the last school year.
The informal survey of roughly 4,800 students and about 850 teachers asked about everything from professional development opportunities for teachers learning to educate students over Zoom, to how often students were shifted between in-person and remote learning. Most of the students who responded were in elementary school or middle school, and a majority said they had good internet access while they were learning remotely. Julie Mergel is Montana Office of Public Instruction's School Innovation and Improvement Senior Manager. She says one of the findings that stuck out to her was that a little over half of students who responded said in-person learning was harder with masking, social distancing, and other pandemic-related restrictions in place.
Conditions really matter for students in terms of how they learn together. And so I thought that was one piece that they had indicated that it did make it a little bit harder for them this year.
However, in a separate question, a majority of students said they learned the same amount or even more this school year. Mergel says OPI plans to conduct more formal surveys for students and teachers, but says it's unclear when and how that will happen. Aaron Bolton, Montana Public Radio News.
The Stillwater County Coroner's Office has identified two men who were killed last week in an underground accident at a Montana mine. 65-year-old Dale Catola of Columbus, Montana, and 55-year-old Jerry Ashlock of Caldwell, Idaho, died Wednesday in a crash at a Stillwater mine near the community of Nye, according to a coroner's statement released by County Sheriff Charles Kemp. The Billings Gazette reports that both men were pronounced dead by the time first responders arrived at the scene. South Africa-based Sibanye-Stillwater, which owns the Stillwater Mining Company, says the workers were in a utility vehicle called a side-by-side that crashed into an underground locomotive. The Little Shell Chippewa and Chippewa Cree, along with two other tribes, have settled a case decades in the making about how much compensation the descendants of the Pembina Chippewa are entitled to. For Yellowstone Public Radio News, Taylor Stagner has more.
When the U.S. government took the land now known as North Dakota, the tribes were not adequately compensated. Now, 39,000 individual beneficiaries and tribal nations themselves will split the settlement. The Little Shell Chippewa, Chippewa Cree, along with the White Earth Tribe of Minnesota and the Turtle Mountain Tribe of North Dakota will split a $59 million settlement. Gerald Gray is the chairman of the Little Shell Chippewa. He says that the settlement doesn't come close to covering the amount of energy revenue lost by the tribes.
They probably get that in an hour. So we ceded quite a bit of land to the U.S. government for pennies, not even dollars.
Chairman Gray also says that not every tribal member will receive a slice of the pie.
It's only those who receive money before.
This is the third and final settlement case for the descendants of the Pembina Chippewa who were taken advantage of by the U.S. government during the early 1800s.
That was Taylor Stagner for Yellowstone Public Radio News. I'm Aiden Morton. You're listening to MTPR.